Unless you be converted and become as children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Like the little flower, Maria lived her life entirely under Mary's mantle. Born in her rosary month, October, Maria was reborn in baptism on Mary's day, Saturday, and given Mary's own name, Maria. She was born to eternal life in Mary's own month of May, and again on her Saturday. Unlike Saint Teresa, our Maria was blessed as well with a constant, caring presence of her own mother. Not a day of her life of suffering passed without the solace of her mother's tender and persevering presence. At her hands, in her own home, her many needs being quietly, lovingly seen to by the quietest and the most loving of mothers. We sang Maria's favorite hymn the day after she died, the May crowning hymn. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today. And now on this May morning, this is what we do at this funeral mass. We bring to God of flowers the fairest, of blossoms the rarest, the innocence of a child. Picked by God from his own garden for his mother's crown, this child matured early, I think, in the crucible of suffering, which she met mostly with childlike innocence and without any hint of bitterness. Maria thus sometimes said and readily grasped deep thoughts, the profound truths of life and of our faith, which she had heard, of course, from her parents and her priests. And I think, too, speaking of persevering presence, her confessor, Father Thielen, making a sacrifice to come sometimes from far away to take care of her regularly. And sometimes I think it was God himself that taught this child to give her a horror of that hatred, that horrible tendency to judge and separate and condemn people with which most of us live every day. And yet, this is her charm, for it all, she was a child. And as we shall see, this spirit of childhood was heaven's key. She saw life through the eyes of a child, but withal, there was a certain wisdom beyond her years. Change the way you see, not the way you look, she would say. Personally, I have two favorite memories of her. I was telling her father this on Sunday. The first memory is our first Palm Sunday. Tim was the choir director, and Eileen was in the choir. And this was our first Palm Sunday with a donkey. And I had the children with the donkey in the head of the procession. I remember seeing Maria from long off, happily joining the children, unself-consciously driving herself right along with them, and very happy to be there. She loved animals, and animals almost instinctively loved her. That's always a sign of innocence, you know. It was that Palm Sunday morning, for the children, a privileged moment of sacred play. Playing. I remember her playing on Wednesday nights during choir practice with the children outside in the parking lot, delighting them because she was the only one who could do wheelies, and she did wheelies really very well. You see, she had all of a child's appetite for life. She managed to stay a child. And of course, unless you be converted and become as little children, unless. Ever since Maria died, a cute little bird in my garden has been pecking away at the windows and the doors in an effort to get in. It's dying to get in, I said to myself yesterday. And that's it, isn't it? It's not enough to be God's child, nor even under Mother Mary's mantle to enter the kingdom. There's that other part, death, which came about because our first parents had to be all grown up and independent, and nobody would tell them what to do. That other part is death. And last of all, we die, said the most playful and childlike of saints, Philip Neri. It has been a season of death for your family, Tim and Eileen. Both of you lost your fathers this spring, Tim's sister soon thereafter. It's been a time of death and of dying. Death, which comes last, is the last thought for most of us. The wisdom of the world, our fallen feelings, our confused emotions, indeed, our very first and visceral reaction is that death is to be dreaded, desperately postponed by any means possible, feared. The very prospect or mention of it frozen out in silence. As though St. Francis's gentle sister death were the ultimate evil, instead of the good God's just punishment, after all, for the real evil, which is sin. But Jesus, by his cross and his resurrection, has taken all bitterness out of it now for those who believe. As Tim told his dying daughter, as Father Thielen sang at the preface of today's Requiem Mass, for thy faithful, O Lord, life is changed, not taken away. Maria was able to see it that way, to welcome this gentle sister who comes last, with the help of many good and loving souls from inside as well as from outside of the household of the faith. And many a kind nurse or doctor and professional from the hospice. Many good and loving souls to help her work her way through it and to prepare a plan for it. In some open, simple, childlike way. After all, it is the gate that leads to life. Our faith should nudge us a little at requiems to rejoice. And even for ourselves, in the end, to welcome death. But we don't. Maybe because we're not children anymore. We've outgrown that spiritual childhood, and spiritually we're just too big to fit through that gate anymore. You know, the Basilica of Bethlehem, which enshrines the grotto where our blessed Savior was born for us, has a very low door, and grown-ups must bend and stoop low to get through it if they want to venerate the crib, the grotto where the dear little Jesus was born. Children, of course, walk right through, walk in just like St. Teresa the other day, entering the garden. What a grace today is for me and for you to rejoice that a child, aided by our poor but heartfelt prayers, is going through the gate, and not all alone, never, but with angels and with Mother Mary, a child, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Your second, Tim and Eileen, Maria, is following Joseph. Our child, too, baptized and now buried at this church. Mary's child, and still under her mantle, and God's most dear child, is going home to God. Let me tell you a secret. It's okay to be happy. We should be, if we believe, happy as a child. That child who has learned at the last, perhaps, to change the way we see, and has learned not to worry too much about the way we look. A child we should be. That child perhaps we need to be spending the rest of our life becoming, so that we may fit through the gate, which is calibrated only to children and requires just this, our conversion, that at the last, children too, we may fit through. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.